You might just close your eyes and allow a feeling of peace and relaxation to come into your body and mind. Again, breathing in gently through your nose, and then allowing the breath to escape through your parted lips. You can think about relaxing from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. And you can always feel free as you begin to breathe and to relax, to let your mind wander as it suits you. And so now, as you begin to focus just on your breathing, you once again notice its rhythm. And relaxing your breathing as you breathe in fully, feeling your stomach rise with the breath in, and feeling your chest and stomach fall with each breath out. And with each breath out, you can just release any unwanted tenseness, soreness, or tightness, just sending it out with the breath. Letting all the muscles in your face relax. And you will now be able to allow yourself to move to a deeper level of relaxation. More comfortable, more relaxed, more peaceful, more safe. And if you notice any tension or any other sensation, you can just accept it, allowing it to come along with you now. And you'll be surprised once again to discover that you are even more relaxed and comfortable. Because you are so comfortable and peaceful, you are ready to accept a gift you will give yourself. It is a gift of a kind of energizing, similar to a gentle massage or warm sun bath. With your eyes still closed, I'd like you to imagine, in the space somewhere above you, a small golden orb. It could be similar to that of a sun lamp, or even a round, shiny Christmas tree ornament. It might even be a miniature treasure chest, holding something wonderful for you inside. Allow one of these images that you like most to come into your mind as you notice how shiny and beautiful it appears. As you are looking at it in your imagination, you'd like very much to open it to see what there is inside for you. You can see a warm glow coming from inside, and you know it has something to do with this gift for you. And so you allow this small globe or ornament or tiny chest to open. And when you do, soft golden rays of light are cast upon your hair and face. It is a sweet golden warmth, again like gentle sunshine on your face. Feel those warm rays on your skin. And because this feels so good, you allow it now to move across your shoulders, coating your neck, your chest, and back. Moving on down your chest, through your torso, radiating out and down both of your arms, into your hands and fingers. You can feel its warmth as it moves into your abdomen, spreading slowly, like warm honey, into your quadriceps, moving thoroughly and gently through your knees, across your buttocks, down into your calves and thighs, your ankles, your feet, and finally, gently, into your toes. Feel in every part of your body this golden warmth. Allow yourself now to see and feel in your mind into your knee as you are relaxed and comfortable. Your knee joint is returning to normal with all the surrounding tissue healing and intact. As you exercise your leg, you are bringing rich, warm blood to the cells that are carrying away any pieces of scar tissue or debris, and giving your new ligament and the surrounding knee joint lots of oxygen and nutrients to heal completely. Your new ligament is bending and flexing like a fat, shiny, strong cable. Tiny bands of strands that are twisted in a tight, perfect spiral. You might find yourself riding a stationary bike, and when you do, feel the pressure against your kneecap, remembering that this pressure is normal and natural. Try to see the kneecap moving back and forth, up and down, stimulating the release of fluids that coats and soothes your joint, making your knee function perfectly. Your kneecap is moving up and down, back and forth, finding the perfect tracking. As you feel the discomfort of this motion when you are actually riding the bike, remember that it is really a feeling message from your knee to you that has a word written on it. The word is pressure. And as you focus on this pressure, you can see and feel in your mind your ligament moving and bending, stretching, strong, flexible, healthy. And your quadriceps are bending and pumping and gaining strength as well with each revolution. Strength that is so necessary for your strong recovery. As you exercise your knee back and forth and around each time you are on the bike, you are bringing the blood cells to the joint that are cleaning away all debris, flushing out the swelling you feel in your joint. Every time your leg goes in that circular motion, your kneecap is tracking exactly where it should be, and your quadriceps are getting stronger, pulling your kneecap back into its proper place. Picture yourself riding the stationary bike now, and at the same time, seeing your muscles and your kneecap moving in a perfect, healing, circular motion. You can picture this in your mind at the same time that you are actually exercising on the bike, knowing this is what is happening inside your leg. And so now you can allow yourself to refocus on your breathing. Take another deep, gentle breath and slowly, slowly let it out, releasing any leftover tension that you may feel anywhere in your body, allowing yourself to move to that exact proper level of tightness for you. Take a moment now to feel this overall relaxation. And when you are feeling particularly relaxed, allow yourself to again picture your quadriceps contracting, as well as your new ligaments stretching back and forth. Now attempt to feel what it feels like without actually doing it. In your mind, see your affected leg. In just a moment, I'm going to ask you to shift your concentration to just listen to whatever body wisdom is in your unaffected leg. Although this may feel awkward at first, it is important to allow yourself now to let your affected knee consult with the unaffected knee. Mentally, just step back for a moment. Just be an observer. Just watch how it moves. Feel how strong it is, moving effortlessly and smoothly through its range of motion. Feel what strength and wholeness feels like. Now that you have done that, in your mind, again, imagine contracting both of your legs' quadriceps at the same time. Do this mentally 4 times, slowly, now. On the 5th time, perform this task both mentally and physically. And after the last contraction, doing it both mentally and physically, relax your legs. I would like you to allow your unaffected knee to just take over, advising your affected knee, teaching it how to work and bend, stretch and walk. You need do nothing to help this happen except to continue to focus on both knees together at the same time and continue with your feelings of relaxation and warmth. Take a few minutes to do that now. Tell yourself every day, my knee is flexible and strong. My whole body is healthy and strong. I am healing quickly. Thank your body now for the healing, vitalizing energy that is here. You can now begin to see yourself and to feel yourself performing at your peak. Happy, lively, pain-free, content. And once again, I'm going to ask you now to bring your attention back to your breathing, noticing the quiet, natural rhythm of your breathing, that wonderful, relaxed feeling of breath coming in and going out without your even trying. Notice too a deep and gentle pulsing of your heart that steadies you. Again, all without your even thinking about it. And now allow yourself to begin to come back into the room, feeling the chair against your body, the gentle contact. And again, you may notice the sound of my voice, other sounds around you. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes, feeling peaceful, rested, and alert.